and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Monday, the 6th of July, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Independence Day. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday I will be bringing you lots of English to practice and to wake up your language learning skills. Independence Day, beginners. Oh my goodness, we're all tired today. Thankfully, it's Sunday, and there are not a lot of pressing things to do. Yesterday was the 4th of July, Independence Day, here in the US. As you can imagine, it's an important and fun national holiday, and a great excuse to make a lot of noise. We started the celebrations by going to a local golf club for lunch. My in-laws were there, and three of our nephews. It was close to 100 degrees, so we were all pleased to jump into the swimming pool that overlooks the golf course. The children had a great time. There was also a barbecue, hamburgers, hot dogs, baked beans, coleslaw, and tons of things to put all over the meat, onions, tomatoes, chilies, mustard, etc., etc. That and an ice-cold drink hit the spot. I lazed by the swimming pool and watched the children splash about, giggle, and in the case of my daughter, squeal at a pitch that is not humanly possible. It was actually too hot for this English girl, so I jumped in the pool a few times to cool off. I hogged the parasol, as they say here. That means that I absolutely made sure that I could be completely shaded. I was not about to be generous with the little bit of shade that was available. At about 4 o'clock, it was actually hotter than when we first arrived, so we headed home. I cleaned a few rooms, and my husband and our boys prepared the entertainment for the evening. Advanced. As night fell, it became beautifully bearable outside. The harsh sunshine was no longer beating down on everyone, so friends, family, and neighbors started to gather in our cul-de-sac to let off fireworks. This is a job for the men, ladies, and it's no job for the faint-hearted. Each of the men had a large box, or several, of all kinds of terrifying-looking explosives. Rockets, blasters, bangers, screamers. And just for those of us who actually enjoy seeing something beautiful that doesn't go bang, some pretty colourful fireworks. Chairs were lined up for people to relax and watch the show. There was pizza, cake, homemade ice cream, and fresh cherries sitting on the back of a pickup truck for anyone who fancied a bite. So, one by one, the men put a firework in the middle of the empty cul-de-sac, lit it with a lighter, and quickly got out of the way. Boom! Bang! Crash! Flash! Boom! The noise went on and on. Some of the children would hold their ears, and the others just loved the noise and jumped up and down with the excitement. My daughter and her younger cousin wanted to stay in my house and watch from a window. I was actually pleased about that, as my head was throbbing from all the explosions. Supervision was the word for the night, I think. My sister-in-law, Lisa, watched the children like a hawk, making sure that none of them got too close to hot fireworks. In the dark, lots of accidents can take place, of course. But thankfully, everyone was fine, and a lot of fun was had by all. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. I hope that helps with your English. Please write to me at acupofenglish.live.com if you have any questions or comments. I would love to hear from you, and I promise to write back. Feel free to download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com, or you can do it through iTunes. Thanks so much, and I hope you're having a great summer. You'll be hearing from me soon. Bye-bye.